Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Let's see. They're still coming in. Colette writes, what am I doing on my creative adult snow day? I'm going to scan 42 years of photographs. Wow. Dan in Washington Heights making stewed apples and skiing in Fort Tryon Park. Ken from Brooklyn says, what to do with your adult snow day? Be a Chinese mom and use this as extra study and piano practice time for your kids that are home with unproductive time. They will love that. So happy snow day, teachers. With many city and suburban schools closed today, let's try to get to the bottom of exactly what the president was trying to say about teachers in his State of the Union address. Is he a friend or foe to teachers in this excerpt?
Let's also remember that after parents, the biggest impact on a child's success comes from the man or woman at the front of the classroom. In South Korea, teachers are known as nation builders. Here in America, it's time we treated the people who educate our children with the same level of respect. We want to reward good teachers and stop making excuses for bad ones.
Maybe the word we're looking for is frenemy. Meanwhile, before we bring on the UFT president, Michael Mulgrew, let's contrast that with Mayor Bloomberg, who didn't add any coding to his pronouncements in the State of the City address.
State law says that the last ones to be hired, no matter how good they are, must be the first ones to go. By not allowing schools to take merit into account, the state would not only deprive our children across the city of great teachers, it would increase class size because more teachers need to be laid off for the same amount of savings since the newest teachers get paid lower salaries. It's not right, it's not fair, and it's not something we can allow to happen.
Mayor Bloomberg. Michael Mulgrew, president of the United Federation of Teachers, sent an email to his members this week writing, I am sorry that you have a mayor and chancellor who clearly do not respect or understand what you do. And he joins us now to talk about teachers and how budget woes will affect them and, as he sees it, the kids. Michael Mulgrew, welcome back to WNYC.
How are you, Brian, today?
Good. If you wrote that letter 2 days later, would you have included the president on your list of elected officials or appointed officials who don't understand you?
No, actually, I believe what he said about teachers in the State of the Union address was it was a good sign to us. We haven't been silent about some of our issues we've had with how the president was talking about teachers in the last 2 years, and it was a very good sign. He said we need to respect the teachers and the work that they do. When he said that we can't make excuses for bad teachers, I don't think any of our people would disagree with that.
Do you think the legislature and the governor in New York are listening to the Bloomberg administration's call to change the policy of last in, first out?
Well, what he has proposed at this point is just to let the principals decide. And he just wants to go back to a very subjective system of doing layoffs. And what people don't understand is that that is the system we used to have, and we put in seniority layoff provisions to stop the bad things that were happening over in the old system. And it's pretty clear to me that the mayor is just trying to use this, take a political opportunity in these economic hard times to just go after a law which he truly does not understand.
Well, if I am the CEO of a school, the principal, and I want to do the very best I can for the children, and a lot of this is getting framed now in terms of let's make school built around the interests of the children, not the interests of the grown-ups, then I want to be subjective. I want to use my subjective judgment to, you know, lay off the teachers who I think are doing the worst job and keep the teachers who I think are doing the best job. And if one of the worst ones happens to be 55 years old and one of the best ones happens to be 24 and there for a year and a half, then I want that discretion if I'm a principal.
But, you know, we look at what we've just seen in the past week. We had a principal who was found guilty and is paying fines because she instructed her administrative staff at the beginning of a school year without even looking at certain teachers.
You can find bad apple teachers, too, but you don't want the whole teaching corps judged that way. You don't want the whole principal corps judged that way, do you?
Which way would that be? Subjectively?
Well, no, based on the actions of a few bad apples.
Well, this is when I say we need to have an objective system. This is why we went to Albany last year to change the evaluation law for New York State, where we can now try to put into when us and the city come to an agreement, we want a much more objective evaluation system. We know from past history when we had the system that the mayor is proposing that we would constantly have pockets in schools where people were getting laid off by age, race, and gender. And that is not something we want. And when the mayor said, and he said clearly in the clip that you just played, that if someone is at a higher salary, then a principal should be able to look at that and get rid of them in these hard times. I completely disagree with him and think it's disgusting.
Is cost efficiency completely outrageous
said,
there, really, to
cost
consider?
Cost efficiency, what he said. If you play the clip again, you can clearly hear him say that. A principal should have the right to decide if someone's at a higher salary, then they should. That could be part of the reasons why they want to lay them off. And especially now in New York City, because we're one of the few cities in the entire country where the school funding formula, which the Department of Ed has control over, charges the school for the dollar for dollar for what the teacher is paid. We used to have what was called an equalized teacher formula. So it wouldn't matter if a teacher was younger, less experienced, or higher experienced. The school was not penalized financially with their funding for doing that. He's trying to set up to go after the older teachers.
Since you keep mentioning it, we will play that clip again.
Go ahead.
And I'm looking at the transcript, and he does pretty much say what you says he says. Since the newest teachers get paid lower salaries, listeners, you can decide whether or not you support the mayor on this point.
State law says that the last ones to be hired, no matter how good they are, must be the first ones to go. By not allowing schools to take merit into account, the state would not only deprive our children across the city of great teachers, it would increase class size because more teachers need to be laid off for the same amount of savings since the newest teachers get paid lower salaries. It's not right, it's not fair, and it's not something we can allow to happen.
There it was. It would increase class size because more teachers would need to be laid off since the newest teachers get paid lower salaries.
The scary part is, at this point in time, we've lost over 5,000 educators in the last 2 years, and class sizes are skyrocketing across the city. So when the mayor wants to have an argument how to do layoffs, my argument is, why aren't you supporting us in not allowing the millionaire's tax to sunset? Because if this is about protecting children, no matter what we do, if we do not get that revenue put back in, and that's $5 billion, if we don't get that revenue put back in to the state budget, you will see a dramatic increase in class size. And at that point, I don't care what system you're using, you're talking about a lot of harm happening to children. And so that's why I'm saying the mayor is playing political games, and these games are going to just hurt children. I don't know why he will not support the pushing back on not allowing the millionaire's tax to sunset in New York State.
Michael Mulgrew, president of the United Federation of Teachers, the Teachers Union in New York, my guest on WNYC. I'd be really curious to hear from principals.
Well, the principals union does not support what the mayor has proposed. They're adamantly against it.
I'll bet it's a terrible dilemma for some principals to decide, if we take the mayor's clip and your critique of it at face value, do I want fewer higher paid teachers who may be better teachers in my school, or do I want more teachers who have less seniority and may not even be as good, but are cheaper so that I can have lower class size? That's probably not an easy call for a lot of principals.
It's a very bad call, and that's exactly what my point is. We are now at a point where our class sizes are at a level where they haven't been since almost 1977, 78. And no matter if this is the game that the mayor wants to play right now, It's no matter what we do, we're talking about going past that. Now, as a teacher, I taught for 13 years, and I will tell you, when I had 32 kids in my class, I did what my job, and I did it well. But when I had 20 kids in my class, those 20 children were receiving a better education because I had more time to spend with each and every one of them.
Well, and therein lies the dilemma. And teachers, how do you react to a lot of teachers are calling in? So we'll take teacher calls. This is your day with the snow day. This is an opportunity for us to put some teachers on the air on a weekday here. So John in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, hi, Brian. Hi, Michael. I have a question for Michael. I agree with you. President Obama speaks of treating our country's educators with the highest level of respect, like in some other countries, Korea. And if you want to make a difference, become a teacher. But how does he or the mayor think that dangling incentives in front of us, as he says, will show you the money, like a game show, will elevate our profession to that level? I mean, we already have high expectations for our students. I want to know what you think about that.
Well, John, let me push back. The president was saying not like a game show, but like any other profession in the private sector. You do better, you're going to get a raise. You're going to get a promotion. Why shouldn't teachers have that incentive?
John, go ahead. Other corporate entities don't have the same responsibilities like we do. That's a totally different thing.
Well, Michael Mulgrew, go ahead.
So, John, first of all, you can ask any teacher, and you will always probably get the same answer. Did we get into this profession for the money? No, we did not. Teachers get into this profession because they want to make a meaningful difference in children's lives. In terms of recognizing the best teachers, we have entered into, you know, we started last year what's called the Master Teacher Program, where we can keep the best teachers. They do get additional salary. These are people who are recognized as being the best educators in their schools, and we have opened that pilot program up right now into 14 schools, and we're looking to see how we can expand that in the future, because we do believe it's a shame that the best teachers right now, the only way for them to have additional salary is to leave the classroom.
Tanika in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC.
No, Queens.
Hello. Oh, in Queens. I'm sorry, Tanika. Hiya.
How are you?
Good. You're a teacher?
Yes, I am.
And what'd you call to say?
I have a question from Michael Mulgrew.
Okay.
My question is, endorsing a policy to laying off more senior teachers and an effort to save money is counterproductive to developing teachers with experience. How can we have a successful mentoring program when teachers aren't given the opportunity to develop their craft?
Therein lies the problem. You know, the mayor is very quick to talk about the on merit and getting rid of the worst teachers. And we've changed the evaluation system. We did that last year in state law. That was the United Federation of Teachers with State Education Department. We did not do it with the Department of Ed of New York City because they just didn't understand what we were talking about instruction. The 30-20-A process, which is the process if a teacher is found to be brought up on incompetence charges. We've absolutely quickened that in the deal that we did last year, and that's something I felt very strongly about. It's a 100-day process now. But our biggest crisis in education is the fact that we're still losing 50% of the people who enter this profession in the first 6 years. We nearly lose a third of the teachers in the first 3 years. So if you look at any other profession, what profession is out there where you do where you go to college for 6 years and then loses 50% in the first 6 years? We are not the Navy SEALs. I mean, that attrition rate is pretty telling of what's going on in the schools with the lack of support to really help teachers develop their craft.
Carolyn in Summit, you're on WNYC. Hello, Carolyn.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a private teacher.
You mean you teach in a private school?
No, I teach privately in my home. I'm a violin and viola teacher.
Okay.
Oh.
And I teach students one-on-one, and I thoroughly support tenure for teachers, and I am against all of this.
Why?
Tenure was never created to help teachers. It was created so that teachers could not be told what to teach and what not to teach. There must be a wall between the teachers and the politically appointed or hired principals and superintendents. They are hired by elected boards or politically appointed boards. We have already seen the kind of textbooks that are coming out of Texas. Teachers must be free. If in 10 years from now there are history books and in modern U.S. history, what happens if a teacher is told, do not teach about the 2000 election?
Carolyn, thank you. Is this about freedom of speech for you? I mean, tenure, you know, the classic reason for tenure at the college level is academic freedom, freedom of speech. Is that that's not what I hear you talking about with respect to New York City public schools.
No, the tenure really, in terms of the New York City public schools, really all it means is due process. The word has been used in so many different ways politically that I don't think most people understand that really all it means is due process before you can be removed from the profession. A teacher is supposed to be supplied a curriculum of which they base their lesson plans off. Now, we constantly fight with the Department of Education because we find very few schools actually have curriculums now, and that is why we are so constantly struggling with them, that instruction happens in the classroom. You can keep changing all the structure you want and deal with the ancillary issues that you like to do politically, but if we really want to move education forward, it's about the classroom and the instruction in it and the support to it.
Last thing, the president also called in the State of the Union for every young person listening who's contemplating their career choice to become a teacher. Your country needs you. That's a quote.
Yep.
Is this a good time to become a teacher in America, according to Michael?
You know, it's a shame because I talk to new teachers constantly and people who are thinking about it, and more they're telling me this will not be the profession of my life. You know, and you hear the teachers in the classroom say, all I wanted to do was help kids, and now I read all this rhetoric, which is really baseless and has nothing to do with what I do in my classroom. So it is a shame. And, you know, the mayor and the chancellor of New York City are not helping right now. They are really discouraging teachers. They feel completely disrespected by both of them, and it is a shame because these are the people who will go into schools every day and teach children, and they now will take the political fight on how to protect children, which is what we all should be doing, especially the mayor and the chancellor. Instead, they're trying to take this economic downturn and use it as a political opportunity to play games, and it's going to hurt kids, and that's the shame of it all.
UFT President Michael Mulgrew says, sorry, Mr. President, this is not a good time for young people to become teachers. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Enjoy your snow day. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We'll talk to the great writer, Edward Stantikov, next.